Is St. Louis City executive Stu Stenger threatening the projects and even the jobs of elected councilmen who don't vote with him? That's the allegation from Council Chairman Sam Page in a letter obtained by KMOX News. Our Michael Calhoun also spoke last night with a majority of county council members who all have similar stories to tell.
Democrat Hazel Irby says Stenger had wanted to work with her on opening a new community center in the Central Corridor.
After I voted against what he wanted, then he canceled the meeting and never rescheduled it.
Republican Ernie Trakas believes Stenger is responsible for a recall campaign that's against him.
The lowest hanging fruit and the easiest one to come after is someone that's not in your party.
Trakas says as the council makes decisions, it's been hard to get information.
It's no secret that when we were doing the budget hearings, in many instances we had requested documents and information in advance of hearings and didn't receive anything, or in the case of the Economic Development Partnership, received hundreds of pages literally a couple of hours before.
Republican Councilwoman Colleen Wassinger says after she voted against Stenger's budget,
I think he did relay that he was no longer supportive of a couple projects in my district.
A park project and help for the homeless. Wassinger says issues should be debated on the merits, not whether she voted for or against the last issue.
It is a little bit concerning pattern of behavior. I'm hopeful that the county executive will go back to being collaborative instead of combative.
And Irby says,
just unprofessional, immature administration. It's ridiculous.
Council Chair Page, a Democrat, says there's more.
The county executive has illegally moved money away from the county council's budget. He has no authority to do that. And we're in court to get the money moved back so the county council can function. The county executive is very unhappy about the number of hearings we've been holding and the questions we've been asking, and has initiated this maneuver to try and prevent us from doing our job.
We wanted to know more about Stenger's motivation, so we obtained his executive order from January 3rd, in which he says the county charter gives him the right to transfer appropriations, and he also only cut a $500,000 increase in funding that the council gave itself. Page says that increase was for the council to hire its own attorney and more assistant auditors. Trakas says he's had trouble getting answers, not just on the budget, but also on leases the county is signing, and so he is promising hearings.
And I'm not talking about one or two hearings. I'm talking about a dozen hearings with at least as many witnesses, maybe more.
Michael Calhoun, News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Of course, we wanted to get the county executive's response to these allegations. When reached for comment last night, a spokesperson for Stenger said he hadn't yet seen the letter, but we do have a statement.
Because the $31 million was removed from the budget, the projects that they requested could no longer be done. It's a really simple matter, and it has nothing to do with threats or retribution. It's really the natural consequence. We don't have the money in the park budget to create the park. It's not retribution. I love parks. I would love more parks.